Well, this is a great reading. I like it. I like this reading. It's a, I like this Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is kind of an interesting guy. He's tax collector, chief tax collector, and a very wealthy man. Very wealthy. And he's excited about to see Jesus. He just wants to simply see Jesus. There's a joy in his heart that he wants to see Jesus. And, of course, he's height challenged, as I say, short in stature. And so I can imagine everybody else is taller than him. Like, who are you? Get out of the way. Get out of my way. I'm going to go see Jesus. Who are you? You're nobody. Oh, you're that sinner. You're that tax collector. You don't deserve to see Jesus. You know, bump him on the head, you know. And but Zacchaeus is not deterred from any of that. He climbs a tree. Now, I like to think of this. He's a tax collector. So as I imagine this, an IRS person climbing a tree to see Jesus. Now, that would turn your head, wouldn't it? That would make you think, what's going on here? You know? So here he is climbing a tree. So you imagine the humility he has to have. The humility he has to have to climb that tree to say, to get a look at him. You know, people are keeping him from seeing, and then he climbs this tree. He says, forget it, I'm going to do it. I don't care what kind of fool I look like. I'm going to climb a tree. And so he catches Jesus' attention. And I like Jesus' response. He didn't say, you over there, or that guy, or get that guy over there. He says, Zacchaeus. He calls him by name. Nobody's introduced his name. None of that. Zacchaeus, I'm calling you by name. I'm coming to enter your home. I'm coming to enter your house. God knows us by name too. And he wants to enter our house. He wants to enter into our homes. For what? He wants to bring him his love. And he wants to bring us his love for us. He knows our name. He knows everything about us. He knows every hair on our head, or every hair that's not on your head. He knows everything about that. And he still loves us. He still calls us by name. He wants us to get to know him, to get to know his mercy, his love, and embrace us. We're not alone. We're not alone in any of these trials that we have. God is always there with us, and he's calling us by name so that he can be in the household we are in. Because it's when you're in that household that you start to understand the struggle that a family goes through. He wants to enter. Zacchaeus receives with joy. He's excited. He's excited that Jesus is coming into his home. Are we? How excited are we to receive Jesus in the Eucharist? What about at our homes and our TV? The things we hang on the walls, the t-shirts we wear. Does that reflect our love for Jesus? Nonetheless, Zacchaeus is very excited. There's a joy about him. He's met Jesus. Now, the other guys are grumbling. Hey, this is the guy that extorted money from me. You're going to stay with this guy? What is this? You know, sometimes we point the finger out at other people too. Who's this person? Or maybe, oh, this homeless person? Or maybe this rich person. Zacchaeus is a rich person. Oh, this rich person, hoity-toity, they're rich. Ew, you know? Maybe we judge them as that way. I don't know, but what does Jesus do? Or what is the response of Zacchaeus? Now, this is amazing. Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. Talk about interest. What's going on here? Zacchaeus has had about 5 seconds of relationship with Jesus. He didn't know who he was. And all of a sudden, he gets down from the tree. Hey, boom. Hey, this guy's a sinner. What? I'll give it back. This guy, Zacchaeus, is starting to become a man of character, a man of faith, a man of integrity. He says, I give it all back. He's repenting. And not just saying, I'm sorry, my heart. Oh, okay, and then go out to the same thing over and over again. He says, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to repent. I'm going to change my life. Who did he meet that would make him do that? He was a very rich man. I can tell you one thing. If he gives away half his possessions to the poor and pay off any extortion, he's not going to have much money left. He totally changes his life because of this encounter with Jesus Christ. Who did he see? What did he experience in that relationship with him? Shouldn't we want to experience what he experienced? What was it? Jesus goes on. Today, salvation has come to this house. He offers us salvation. Zacchaeus saw the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, love himself. He has met the God that is beyond our imaginings. And he falls in love with him and adores him. He invited him to his house and gets to know him. He changes his ways. He repents. He was lost. And I love that response from Jesus, the very last phrase. To save, the Son of Man not has come to seek and to save what was lost. See, the whole point of Jesus here is that when he sees Zacchaeus in the tree, he sees somebody who's lost. And Zacchaeus is searching. He's searching for something. He's thinking that money will buy him happiness, and he's realizing it's not working. Not money can buy happiness. Jesus. Jesus is the one who he enters into his home and into his heart. And salvation enters. And if it's lost, if it's the being lost of Zacchaeus that gets Jesus to cry out and call him by name, then maybe perhaps if we come to Jesus telling him we're lost, just maybe he'll call us by name. Maybe he'll prove to us that he really knows us and loves us and wants to embrace us and help us in all our trials. This Jesus Christ, he does know us. Why not admit we're lost if it calls upon him? If it gets us to know him? It is Jesus Christ who truly loved you to the end, who knows you. I ask you to open up your hearts to him. Allow him not to just enter your house, but to enter your soul, where the riches that Zacchaeus did not have before, but now knows, may enter into you.